I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 25th. The trial begins today for the man charged with the death of another man after a fight outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Quincy almost 3 years ago. Matthew Potter of Weymouth is charged with manslaughter for the death of Christopher McCallum. After the fight in January of 2019, Potter and his brother were arrested after the brawl. McCallum died the next day. Potter is the son of a former Quincy police detective and brother of a current officer. Early voting begins today for the November 2nd Quincy City election. Voters may cast ballots at the city clerk's office from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. today through Friday. Mail-in ballots must be received by November 2nd at 8 p.m. Wednesday is the last day to request a mail-in ballot. No excuse absentee ballots may be cast at City Hall through November 1st at noon. And in-person voting will take place November 2nd, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. There are no changes in voting locations this year. Alan Chin of Quincy is suing Keolis Commuter Rail Company for $220,000, alleging that a malfunctioning door on a train amputated part of his finger. Chin says the incident occurred while he was working as an assistant conductor in December of 2019 while the train was at the Framingham station. 59-year-old Daniel Parma of Braintree is charged with breaking into the Franklin Street gas station in Quincy early Friday morning. Police say Parma smashed in a window and stole over $4,000 in cash. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 25th.